The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, like always, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well this morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. I started today. We want to give a little time to candidates who are running in the upcoming June 14th primary. So I started some of those today, but over the weekend or actually late last week, I kind of started planning this and I started looking at the list and boy, I don't know how I'm going to get them all in between now and June the 14th. There are a lot of primaries out there.
A lot of primaries, a lot of candidates. Yes. You know, in fact, in this cycle, the state Republican Party, for a midterm cycle, we filed more candidates than at any time in state party history. We filed 476 candidates statewide. The previous record for the state party in a midterm was 402.
Wow.
And also, I'll point out, Democrats dropped about 100 candidates versus the last midterm cycle. I think they were down to about 305.
Yeah.
So it tells you a little bit about how excited folks are on either side of the ballot.
Yep, and that's a good thing that people are willing to put their name on the ballot. It's not an easy thing to I was just astounded, and I was going to ask you, and you just answered the question. I mean, it had to be some kind of record because as I looked at the list, I thought, will we ever get? I should have started a month ago.
Well, as you point out, that we really sincerely appreciate people who are actually willing to run for office. I mean, there's an old saying in politics, you can't beat somebody with nobody. You know, first off, we have to have a candidate. Preferably, we have good candidates and those who are willing to work hard and so forth. But, you know, it's a sacrifice. Not only, you know, these days, not only does the candidate run, but their whole family runs. I mean, it's a sacrifice for them and their family, either financially, personally, time wise, and so forth. And in the age of social media, you know, it's, I mean, you've got some brave people behind keyboard sometimes will say things about you that they wouldn't say to your face. And, you know, they put up with a lot, and we sincerely appreciate them.
Yeah, that is for sure. Let's talk for a minute, Drew, on our guest line, Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. Of course, the legislature adjourned on Thursday.
Yeah.
A lot of talk about what they did and what they did not do. One of the things they did not pass was a hate crime bill. Multiple shootings around the country over the weekend. The one in Buffalo being called a hate crime. You know, and both of the House candidates that I had this morning, I asked that question. You know, does South Carolina need a hate crimes bill? I mean, I've had a lot of listeners and a lot of texters this morning say, hey, look, you know, murder is murder. And if you, regardless of how you do it, if you shoot someone, if you run over them with your car, whatever, you know, if you kill someone, that's a bad thing. Do we need a hate crimes bill? Is that something that we should be disappointed that the legislature did not pass?
You know, in my own personal opinion, and there's nothing in our platform specifically regarding this issue, but my own personal opinion, I think the answer is no. I think, you know, in a lot of places around the country, this has more to do with, you know, some woke national corporations looking for some virtue signaling in certain states. And, you know, okay, we won't put a company here if they don't have this kind of bill or that kind of bill. As you point out, a crime is a crime. You know, the legislature determines what is the penalty for any given crime. And that shouldn't have anything to do, you know, quite frankly, with, you know, whatever was going through your mind necessarily when you committed the crime. The crime is the crime. You have a punishment for it, whether it's financial, whether it's, you know, jail time, or, you know, whether it's the death penalty. And I mean, to get into the motivations, or rather the thoughts that may or may not be going through somebody's mind at the point when they committed a crime, is to, you know, try to get to a whole level where it's really, in many cases, I think, almost virtually impossible to get anyway, and become subjective to a lot of well, subjective opinions by those who may be, you know, looking at the person who committed a crime.
Right.
I think we're going to be just fine. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. All right. Talk with me about some of the issues that that the legislature was successful in passing that you think was a good thing. And then maybe some of the ones that did not make it through that you think we need to focus on.
We're taking this legislative session as a whole. So legislative, session essentially runs 2 years. You know, so we had elections in 20. We elected the biggest Republican majorities in the history of the state. And then what have we done since then? So we know we got the heartbeat bill passed last year. We got that done because we got a 30-seat Republican majority in the state Senate. We were able to overcome Democrat filibusters now. Most pro-life bill in the history of South Carolina. We got the Open Carry with Training Act, the most pro-Second Amendment piece of legislation in the history of South Carolina. This year, we got the South Carolina Religious Freedom Act passed. You know, it protects churches and places of worship. It deems them to be, quote, essential, you know, in states of emergency. So we don't have issues of closing, you know, churches and so forth in states of emergency. The Save Women Sports Act, we went around the bend several times about, but we successfully got it passed now. Boys ought to play with boys, girls play with girls when it comes to sports and, you know, high schools and colleges, and that'll be the law of the land here in South Carolina now. Terrible state of affairs for our country where we actually have to pass such a law, but yeah. There it is. Also, the education savings accounts, they're going to conference committee, but it will be passed, and that expands school choice here in South Carolina. That's a huge win. And then last but not least, the election integrity bill. You know, on the last day of the session, last Thursday, the Senate was able to get it passed and then sent back over to the House. The governor has technically signed it, so the election commission can get some things in order for the coming primary. But there will be actually a signing ceremony for the bill on Wednesday this week. And that was our number one legislative priority for the SCGOP for the last year and a half, was to get that bill done, make it easier to vote, but make it hard to cheat. And
yeah,
the bill does.
Now, did you say that takes effect for the upcoming primary?
That's my understanding. You know, it's a tight timeline when you have things like, military overseas ballots and things like that.
Right.
But my understanding is that it will be able to take effect for the primary.
Yeah. Well, certainly a lot of good things happened. Some things didn't quite make it, but hey, we have elections, and we'll start again in next session and make those a focus. But it just really it highlights the importance of us electing good people to serve in the South Carolina legislature, because we have a number of incumbents who chose not to run for re-election, retired, who had a lot of seniority.
Well, we did. And, you know, like we said, I mean, it takes a lot. It's a sacrifice for them and their families. And, you know, we appreciate the service. But, you know, elections go on. We need people to get involved. If you want to get involved and be a part of what we're doing as a party, scgop.com/volunteer. Go there today. We'd love to have you.
Yep. Drew McKissick, always a pleasure. We'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Have a great week.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.